Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming in the program author Christina M. Pages, and she is the author of Lucy in Her Secret Wood. Christina, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
All right, so I am originally from England, and I've been living in the States for many years now, teaching composition and literature in universities. At the moment, I'm living in California, but I was living and teaching in South Carolina before I came here. And I grew up in the middle of the fields in England, and that was my main source of entertainment, being outside. And as a result, I decided to write a book, especially for children, to connect them to the same pleasure that I had as a child growing up.
So tell us about this book.
Well, it's about a child. She's 8 years old. Her name is Lucy, and she has been locked up in a room by a rather disagreeable stepfather who doesn't want to have anything to do with her. And she has been pretty much just in her room for years. And one night, her stepfather, who is particularly angry that night, puts her in his van and takes her out to the woods and leaves her there. But instead of being afraid, she looks around her, and her first fear is my stepfather going to come back and lock me up again? But then when she looks around and she sees she's not alone anymore, she's surrounded by life and beauty, which she hasn't seen for most of her life. She doesn't want to be found. She realizes that she's at home and she wants to stay there. So that's the beginning part of the book.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically?
Well, this is a middle grade novel. Theoretically, it's for children between 7 and 12. But having said that, many adults have read it and couldn't put it down because they desperately needed to know what was going to happen to Lucy. And it's especially, I think, for these times when we are becoming progressively more disconnected from the world outside because of all the time we're spending on our gadgets. And I feel that that is really affecting our sense of who we are and even our creativity.
Now, could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that runs throughout the book?
Well, the central message, I would say there are probably two major messages, and they're not new, but perhaps they are new in the sense that I've presented them. The first is that we need to be reminded that every living thing on this planet, whether it's humans, animals, birds, insects, trees, even the rocks and streams, are just part of one big family. They're the we of this universe. And the second is that our sense of connection to that one big family is what inspires us and is actually what unlocks our creativity. So when Lucy feels herself as a part of all the beauty of the woodland, all her feelings that were dead when she was locked away in a room, like the memory of her mother's love or her joy in singing and playing music, they come alive again. And so when children can put away their indoor gadgets and phones for a while and experience that connection to nature, they will also feel more alive, as Lucy does. And so I suppose I'm trying to reinforce that crucial connection that we have with the life around us rather than through instruments.
If you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Well, it's about that vital connection to the life around us. And I suppose I'm stressing that we are human beings rather than human havings. So what I'm saying is that things, electronic gadgets, toys, etc., they're fun and they're distracting, but nothing can give us so much joy as discovering and feeling that connection with life all around us, as Lucy does when she wakes up for the first time to the joy of a forest and realizes that all that creativity that's out there is also in her.
Now, if you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
Well, I would say old-time classics like The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Barnett or The Water Babies by Charles Kingsley come to mind because my book has been called a classic. But more modern books would be Where the Red Fern Grows by Wilson Rawls or perhaps Matthew and the Sea Singers by Jill Patton Walsh.
So why isn't Lucy afraid when she finds herself abandoned and alone in the woods?
Well, when 8-year-old Lucy is abandoned in the woods by her stepfather, she's more afraid at first that her stepfather will come back and lock her up in the little room again. She's so glad to be out in the open that she starts appreciating all the life around her right away. The birds singing in the trees, the squirrels chasing one another, the trees whispering, flowers shaking their heads. They all seem to be telling her that she's home at last. And she's not in the least alone, as she had felt when she was in her room.
Where does she sleep?
Well, she has to look around for a dry place because, of course, this is England where it rains a lot and the ground is somewhat damp. So she finds an enormous oak tree with a narrow opening into its huge hollow trunk. And when she stretches out flat inside the tree, she's just exactly the right size. And Lucy comes to realize that this oak, which she calls Grandpa Tree, is magic and has a special connection to her. She feels safer living there than she has ever felt in her life. And when she looks out through the crack in the trunk, she discovers stars for the first time.
How does the dream about her mother change her?
When Lucy was locked away for years, there was nothing beautiful for her to look at, except maybe pictures in books. Her stepfather certainly hadn't loved her. In fact, he'd hated her. And her only companion was her stuffed rabbit. So when Lucy was separated from the world of love, she couldn't even remember her mother, who left her when she was 3. But in the woods, she starts to wake up to her true self. And when one night inside Grandpa Tree, her mother appears to her in a dream, when Lucy sees her brilliant blue eyes and hears her voice, she feels her love again. So when she wakes from her dream, her mother's love is still with her, and she sees everything in a different light. She knows her mother's love surrounds her in these woods. It is in everything she looks at and inside her forever.
And who is Will?
Well, Will discovers Lucy one morning when he comes to the brook in Lucy's woods to fish. And he's immediately spellbound by this wild-looking girl with black hair down to her waist and sparkling blue eyes. After sharing his picnic with her, which is much needed because Lucy was getting really hungry, he knows that she belongs in the woods and not inside walls. The two children quickly realize that they're kindred spirits, and Will wants to protect her. He promises to bring her food and not tell his grandmother or anyone that she's living there.
Now, Lucy learns to play the recorder that Will brings her. Tell us about that.
Lucy had never heard music played by humans, and when Will gives her the recorder to try to make her feel more happier and also give her something to do if people discover her by herself, she can say, well, I'm here playing my music. And since she's only known the music of the woods, the sound of the trees, the birds, and so on, she copies these on her recorder. And when people hear that music, they're just swept away into the magic of the sounds of nature.
Now, who is Sam?
Sam discovers Lucy one day. He's walking with his notebook. He's a poet, elderly man. And he hears Lucy playing her recorder and singing, and he's immediately enchanted and thinks maybe she's an elf or some magical creature. He asks her to play for him, and he sits down and writes his poetry to the sounds of her music, and they develop a sort of artist friendship. And little does Lucy know that one day Sam will actually help her escape back to the woods.
How would you describe your writing style?
Well, because I have a PhD in English and I teach composition and literature, and so I'm frequently exposed to some amazing writers and all different styles. So I think of my writing as, yeah, it's literary, but I also try to make it spontaneous and accessible and not forced in the least.
So based on your experience as a writer, what's the one recommendation you would make to authors just starting out?
To sit down and tap into your inner self. And to begin with, don't be afraid. Don't be editing yourself as you write. Just write spontaneously. When you come back, you'll see that is your authentic voice. You'll probably have to edit some. But I would say to sit down and find that place in yourself and to write spontaneously to start with.
In your opinion, who should buy your book?
As I said, this book is for children between 7 and 12, but children, adolescents will also, I think, be intrigued by it. Parents are going to be wanting to buy this for children, especially if they feel their children are getting too obsessed with their electronics, their cell phones, that they want to introduce their children again to the feeling of being outside.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's ChristinaPages.com. So it's just my name with the .com. And I also have an author page, Amazon.com/author/ChristinaPages.
Could you spell your name for us, please?
Yes, it's P-A-G-E-S, and there's an accent grave over the E, which is why it's Pages and not Pages.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Christina M. Pages, and she is the author of Lucy in Her Secret Wood. Christina, thanks very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Listen to some of your favorite authors every day 24/7 by visiting theauthorshow.com. Just click on the book title in the player at the top of the page. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and feel you could benefit by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality media interview that'll make a real impact, visit www.theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. Join us here next time for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-55-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com, theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.